Blog Talk Radio.
Let's talk about sex.
Hey girl, what you doing tonight?
Girl, I'm about to listen to Swinger State of Mind.
Swinger State of Mind? What's that?
It's a brand new radio show about swingers, and girl, it's about to go down.
For real?
Yes, for real.
Visit us online at www.fallsfantasyradio.com or give us a call at 805-830-8320.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Swinger State of Mind. I am Miss La Crush Hearts out of Brooklyn.
And this is Trinity Blake. Hello, everybody. And tonight I am calling from Dallas, Texas.
Sounds good. Dallas, Texas it is.
Yes. No made up areas tonight.
You know, sometimes, you know, we need to do that. We need to represent for other areas, you know. That sounds like a plan.
Is that your phone ringing?
It is my phone ringing, and I don't know why it's ringing.
I beat you. Why you ain't called me back?
Right. I don't know this person's number. I don't know why they're calling me like they know me like that. I don't know why people tend to do this. I mean, years I've been doing this. You know, years I do this, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The phone didn't ring all day. Ma, how many times the phone ring? Phone didn't ring all day. And then as soon as 9 o'clock hit, 900, all of a sudden, my phone's ringing out of control.
I used to get my telephone calls like 10 minutes before the show starts. And then they say, so what are you doing? Really? Seriously?
Right. Right.
And I hate to have an attitude about it, but, you know, I appreciate everybody calling, but
it's
can
frustrating.
You call the show number?
Right, exactly. They ain't got nothing to talk about. Nothing whatsoever. Ever.
And mine is usually the same type of conversation. Hey, what you doing? What you doing later? Seven through? No, you can't come through.
Or
you don't even know where I live. Right? Why you
right.
Can I come
right.
to your place? You know I got a baby mama. Really? Seriously?
Right. Can I come to your place? What?
Can I come over?
I hate people invite themselves over. I really do. That is the most tackiest thing you can do. That's the most tackiest thing you could do is invite yourself over, especially if we don't talk like that.
Right. I'm so happy I have, like, the lock on my front gate.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting in here. You're not pulling up in the driveway. You don't even know what number apartment I stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Back it up.
Right. Put that on pause. Well, folks, you are tuned into Swinger State of Mind radio show with La Crush Hearts and Trinity Blake. And I want to ask Trinity, we've been going for 7 days. How was your week? Oh, by the way, our president is black.
Yes. Because I was thinking before I called in, I was like, wait a minute. We didn't do the show last Wednesday, so we didn't get to celebrate. But
we didn't? Yes, we did.
Not only. Huh?
We did do the show last week. We didn't do it the week before last.
Oh, no, we sure did. I was
intoxicated. We did the show last week. We just didn't do the show on Halloween. Right.
And it was a good show last week, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shout
out to Juice.
I
want
to welcome everybody to the Swing State of Mind and definitely the people that are in the chat room on the Swing City. Mr. Joseph
yes.
Jones and Twin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some more people are going to be joining in later on. But my week for the past 7 days,
mm-hmm.
I had company.
Ooh.
I was talking to, I had a couple people write me off these past couple of days.
What do you mean by write you off?
Told me they basically didn't want to have anything else to do with me.
Oh, one of those moments. Look, one of those moments. Oh.
Yeah. You want me to share one of the scenarios?
Sure, if you want to, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. We can get into our personal business. This isn't monitored, but I met this guy a while back. And I met him through some friends. I thought he was really cool. We hooked up. And then found out later that he is married.
Oh, I'm about to say crazy and deranged.
No, he was married. And I was very unhappy about it because I didn't get that choice to decide if I wanted to mess with the married man or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I was angry, you know, and I was like, okay, but at this point, I didn't already play with him, so I have feelings for him.
Mm-hmm.
Not like in love feelings, but I shared my body with him.
Right.
And then I was kind of like, you can't have a side chick, you know, and not take care of me. Basically, you want me to be your mistress, be exclusive to you, but you got a wife at home.
Sound like a show I had.
I just felt like, you know, if I was going to be his mistress, then I should be spoiled. I should be taken care of.
Right.
Not saying he got to pay all my bills, but I just felt like he should be contributing to a better type of lifestyle, considering he made all these promises on how he was going to spoil me and do this and do that. So when he wasn't paying up, I was like, well, I thought you said you was going to do this and do that. Got mad about it.
Right. Don't tell me or don't pressure me. I do it when I want to do it. Like, no, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works. You cannot be a married man cheating on your wife in another state and expect to lock down some booty without money.
They can do that. They have done that, and there are people out there that let them do that. So
there's no romance without finance.
I know that's right. Why you gotta say that? Didn't tell me to upload the song.
So that happened recently. I really enjoyed my homegirl. We got some footage for one of the other shows. You know, I was kind of calling you throughout, you know, doing the thing with her. She's a Panamanian, and she got mad because I kept telling people would go out, and I'd be like, she barely speaks English. She would be like, if you don't stop lying on me. So I hung out with some good friends this past week. Oh, there are some more things that happened. I'm no longer on the contract with Out of Limits.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been kind of keeping you up to date with that, but, you know, I tried.
Mm-hmm.
And people were telling me, you know, Trinity, we want to come out and support you. We really, you know, just don't like that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept trying to push it on people, like, you know, we can make it better. We had all these arrangements to do some upgrades and do some operational changes. And, you know, it just kind of shows some people just don't want to change. Like, he doesn't want to change. He feels like promotions are optional.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you have a club. Promotions are necessary.
Right.
You don't bring people through the door, how are you going to pay anybody?
I know that one.
So we decided to cut our losses.
Mm-hmm.
And my promotion team, now we call it the Spice of Life.
Mm-hmm.
We figure, you know, we are the Spice of Life, so we're gonna make the place where we want to be hot. So we're gonna keep the party moving, jump from spot to spot, and do what we do. Truly, the Spice of Life, different locations, different scenery.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. And they're calling you again, girl. Who you just made a sandwich for?
I didn't do nothing. I don't know who it is. And I don't know why they keep calling like that. I don't know who
somebody
it is.
If calling like that, you make somebody a sandwich.
I didn't tell him. I didn't recognize the number. He called me at the wrong time.
Remember that sandwich you made me, girl?
No, that's not. And you know what? It wasn't even for me. I didn't even make the sandwich. She made the sandwich. See?
There was a sandwich made. Okay. Do I not know? I'm like, he called like somebody made him a sandwich.
Girl,
so
tell
how
you, that
was
phone,
your week?
That phone didn't ring on. My week was good. I'm going to sum it up real quick. My birthday was Friday. excuse me. As everybody know, I celebrated my 32nd birthday on Friday. For my birthday, I got a bottle of Alizé and some fried chicken. That was my birthday gift. And some good friends came over Saturday night. I treated myself out to dinner because nobody else would do it.
Where did you have dinner at?
I went to Applebee's. Got my own little mucho mudslide drink, and you know, I just sat at the bar at Applebee's with my cute lips, my lip gloss on, and my cute wig.
Not cute wig. What, with no kinks in the back of it, no frizz on the ends?
No, the one with the chain, the straight bang, and it's straight.
Okay.
Right. I had that, and I just, you know, sat at the bar with my headphones on and made eye contact with everybody, and everybody made eye contact with me. I don't know. Guys don't approach me. They just look. And then they'll say something witty as they're leaving. Like, I seen you looking at me. Hee-hee, bye.
You like, seriously?
Yep. Seriously? And that was about it. You know, I came back home. Somebody came over, and we drunk my Alizé. We got on webcam, act a fool. And that's it. You know, I just relaxed. I was able to sleep, and that's it. So my descent was cool. I did the honey sweet yesterday. We did the bad, the ugly election 2012. Awesome show. Shout out to everybody that tuned into that. And
that was nice.
Right, and we just I've just been chilling, trying to get preparations ready for 2013. And I know it's only November, but January comes so quickly. So that's it.
Right around the corner. We're just like a couple of weeks away from Black Friday.
A couple of weeks. That's the following Friday. That's not even a couple of weeks. That's a couple of days. We are a couple of days. That's literally not this Friday, the following Friday type thing.
It's going to be some nervous people, but I tell you this. Tonight is Wild Out Wednesday.
I haven't realized that by now.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into the full details. We're not going to take responses, but I shared a request, some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about, and I'm just going to give you, you know, some things that we have coming up, you know, later on during the show for Orgy Time. And one of the main things we want to know is, why are people in relationships still hanging out around in a lifestyle knowing they got jealous partners? I know people want to tune in for that. And then when they really got some people heated, you know, the statement was made basically that if you're in a lifestyle and you mess around with somebody and you get pregnant and the person you get pregnant for happens to be married, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
This female thinks that women have too much power.
I would love to hear her. All right, I would love for her to call in just so she can elaborate on that. I really would. I get it to an extent.
What do you mean too much power in my body? But we're going to get into that later on tonight.
Right. I get it to an extent. I really do. And I probably would say some real wicked stuff anyway. But go ahead. My bad. What's the next thing?
That's all I need. That's the two I'm going to bring up for now. You know, I'm going to get into the chat room. I'm going to let you play some music because I know you've been over there playing with something. I'm so wet. And I'm going to get in the chat room and see what Joseph over here doing. You know, he always doing some silly.
Yeah, Joe. Shout out to Joe and Twin in the chat. We are at theswingcity.ning.com. If you want to join us in the chat room, make a free account. Trini, myself is in here. So shout out to everybody that's slowly, gradually coming into the chat room for our web chat party. We're going to go to this quick break, and we'll be back. Call us up, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320.
Damn, what time is it? I know she called me. Hey! What time is it, baby? Oh, you calling me again? I mean, you want to leave me? Girl, you don't want me, because you don't want me, baby.
down to the cabbage patch real slow and went it fast again. Listen, it's not my fault.
It ain't over.
We got still an hour and 30 minutes to go. 35 if you want to be exact. Okay, folks, we are Bizak Wild Out Wednesday, Swinger State of Mind radio show. Y'all know how we do on Wild Out Wednesday. This is the show where we just let down our hair.
You paused. Well,
I was going to say wig. I really was going to say wig, and I caught myself. So, yeah, I paused because I was going to say this is let down our wigs, but I caught myself. So, this is how we let down our hair. You know, I'm looking like Cleo. Wasn't it Cleo from Set It Off? I got the braids to the back right now going on. Like, yeah, looking like gangsta. All right, there we go. Yeah, I'm in some new jack swing thing going on in my head right now. So, you know, these are songs that just been on the board, and we just, you know, I'm adding a few that come to mind. I've been bopping my head since I called into the show. So it's Wild Out Wednesday. We're almost 4 months in. Yes, we started back in August, September, October. Okay, we're in our third month. We've evolved since the beginning of August. We have evolved. I just wanted to touch base a bit, Trini.
Reflect.
Huh?
I said, we're reflecting.
Yeah, we're reflecting. That's what it is. We're reflecting. As I look over everything that we have talked about and we've accomplished and what we're setting out to do, I am, you know, over the weekend, I came across something online, and it just, you know, I had to stop and I had to think and I had to really look at it from a different perspective. You know, I'm growing, y'all. I'm maturing. with a new year, I talked about this last week. With a new year under my belt, I'm maturing. Yes, my birthday started. My new year started back on Friday. So I'm maturing right now. And Trent, I think we've covered so much and attacked so much in the beginning. It's like now we need to put it all into perspective.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about so many topics, and we just jump right in head first. We didn't really give people opportunity to get to know us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about it briefly, where we come from, what we do, but we really didn't actually brand ourselves. Like, yo, we might mention it sometimes throughout the show, but it just seemed like it's going so fast.
Right.
We're having a review show, and we've only been going on for 3 months. And I remember when I first told somebody about the show, they were like, well, when it comes to swinging, you can only talk about so much. I was like, we're not just talking about swinging. We're talking about a swinger state of mind.
Right.
And even the topics that we have covered is like we still didn't get.
Right. We want to go back and redo them.
Right, we have to go back and redo it because there's certain things we just didn't get an opportunity
to cover.
To get to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a lot to talk about.
I totally agree with that. Even like when it came to when we first started, our first question was, it was supposed to be one thing, and we end up talking about our inner freak. Remember that episode, that first episode?
Mm-hmm.
And we just went in head first. Y'all didn't even know who the hell we were. Who's a Trinity? Who's a, you know? And we are introducing ourselves to a brand new market as far as I don't stay in Dallas and you don't stay in New York. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So even not even just talking about worldwide or just putting out those two, but I'm just saying, you know, we haven't, or I know I haven't ventured outside of the tri-state as a swinger. So, you know, this is, and you know, as far as like conversation wise, you know, I've always been in the tri-state, you know, so people know me as a swinger under, you know, as La Crush Hearts, as a swinger, and as the creative Phone Fantasy Radio, but people in Dallas or even Virginia and Pennsylvania, that which is much closer to me, they don't know. And I know for a fact, I know there's places that you haven't been, and people don't know the state of mind of Trinity Blake. Beyond swinger. Sorry, the swinger party.
Are you smoking?
No, I don't know what's wrong with me.
I think the cat has poisoned her. We're going to let La Crush get together. As long as she's coughing, we know she's not dying. I don't know the number to 911 in New York.
What a mess. Get... You can't be making me laugh, and I'm dying here. You know, it's always got to be that one person, folks, right? They see you dying, you're turning blue and purple, and then they want to crack a joke. Oh, man. I don't know where that came from. I was just sitting here chilling. All of a sudden, my throat got ashy.
I was getting nervous. I do not know the number to 911 in New York.
It's just 911. But 911 is a joke out here, real talk. Nah, we love the NYPD. I miss her. And he texted me. That's all I wanted to tell you, girl.
Oh.
NYPD.
Oh.
I don't talk to him every day. I didn't text him or anything. And he ended up texting me a couple of days before my birthday, like, you know, your birthday's this week, right? Happy birthday. And I'm like, it takes this guy who doesn't talk to me at all.
Can I get some dick?
You know, exactly. But, you know, compared to the guys that I do see, you know what I mean? The people, I was stood up twice the week of my birthday. And here's this guy I can't see, but he still got me on the brain to write me a text.
And I think you have him on the brain, too. But, you know, I want to make sure I say to Jess Jamal on the Swing City.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he's cold because the temperature has dropped below the 50s.
Mhm.
So he's cold.
Yeah. The temperature's like 40 degrees here. Like, what do you want? Get sympathy?
It's only like 57 degrees here, Crush, in Texas. He's in the Austin, Central Texas area. It is not
right.
That cold.
So what you want to give me? Sympathy? I'm like, it's like below 40 outside. Like, I don't have no sympathy for y'all.
You know, if there's anything that we can do for you, Jeff Jamal, to make your night a little bit warmer, please let us know. He's hanging out in the chat room. Let us know if there's anything that we can do for you to make your life more comfortable. Oh, he said it's 55. Thank you. But if there's anything that Preston and I can do, we want to warm you up, you know, whatever we can do.
I know what can warm him up. I know exactly what can warm him up. You need to call 805-830-8320 and press 1. He'll be warmed up.
Absolutely right. Call us,
Jamal. Call us. And we'll get your mind off of that cold, cold, naughty weather. Anyway, folks, we jumped into the inner freak. Then we went into some fantasies. We touched on, we went into body image. we went into a lot of things, and unfortunately, like we said, since the show is brand new, brand spanking new, pretty much, we got some more installed for you, and that's where the brand new year comes in, comes into place, and we actually make a brand new start. You know,
yeah,
but we're going to... Right, go ahead.
It's going to be a brand new start, but with the new year coming, we're going to be adding in some new elements, digging a little bit deeper. Like
mm-hmm.
I said, you know, we're maturing independently, and you're going to see it through the show.
Right.
We're going to be getting... it's going to be pretty spicy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty spicy, and we're going to be a little more interactive, more pictures, more videos,
mm-hmm.
more talent. And, oh, yeah,
more guests.
Yeah. It's Kismet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the show next year is going to be hot. Thanks to Ms. Kismet, there'll be no color in my eye for 2013. I'm getting me some goggles. Kismet is getting me goggles for Christmas. No more cum in Trinity's eyes.
Oh, girl, that is the worst.
But you know what? You know, Crush and I have been working really, really hard. We have new staff coming on board. We have a whole bunch of guest people that's going to be coming in. Because when we first started the show, for Swing Your State of Mind, we really did not know what to expect.
Mm-mm.
We were just trying to get on, and we threw out all these topics. At the time, I was doing parties. Crush was doing parties.
Mm-hmm.
We were all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all doing lifestyle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're kind of putting it all into one little area. And I think Crush and I just came up with some stuff today that I think is going to have everybody decide. We're not going to announce anything at this moment.
Mm-mm.
But it's going to bring everything together.
And
he's tired.
So I just want to say this about Swinger's State of Mind so people can understand. Before the show was started, we did research the market. You know, when we came up with Swinger's State of Mind radio show, we researched the market, and we seen that there was a need when it comes to social networking, when it comes to being online, being global, and having your voice heard. That wasn't out there. You know, what Swinging Mind is bringing to the lifestyle, to our lifestylers, is a way for them to be sexy, freaky, as well as show another side as being intelligent, open-minded, and voicing what they have feelings about. Like some of the stuff that we talk about here, some of the conversations that I've actually heard at my parties. And you know, as far as like us building a bond and building a friendship and building relationships, Swinger State of Mind is offering that to you. You know what I'm saying? Like I know a lot of us got multiple personalities or multiple like pages on Facebook that represent.
Why do you say multiple personalities?
It is. Well, you know, in a way it is multiple personalities because you have
to have sex with Sybil.
But what I'm saying is you have that you that you represent to your mom. You know what I mean? You have that you that you represent to your kids. You have that you that you represent to your husband. And then you have that you that you represent to that party that you told everybody that you was going to see your boyfriend, or you was going to Becky house to spend the night, or you was going out and you wouldn't be back to 6 or whatever excuse you use. That should be a OG time question. What excuse do you use to get on a Saturday night when you're trying to go to a party? But that side, like instead of her or him being revealed only, you know, during the hours of 10 to 6 on a Saturday night once a month, or once every other week, you know, you have Wednesday night where you can come and just chat it and chop it up. And
not just that, the opportunity to be anonymous, because we get most of the time when people do call, a lot of the telephone calls that I get, because my phone is ringing constantly, just when you do find that party to go to, when you do find that freaky group you connect to,
you can't go to work on Monday
and talk about it.
Talking about, girl, I went to this sex party. It was amazing. Or when you say, oh, my God, I met this guy. And like, well, tell us about him. We're like, well.
Or even ask advice. Even ask advice. Oh, I was at this party and this situation arose. Or I had this experience. What is your take about it? Like, you don't have that. You can't get that interaction. And,
no, because you have nowhere to go.
Right, you have nowhere to go. I mean, you got a message board, but somebody could respond to you 6 days later or 6 years later. Like, those things aren't as always active, you know, and then you got it from, you know, I can talk better than I can write. I'm just going to put it like that. I could put my thoughts or my questions or my ideas better in words when I'm being verbal than when I'm actually trying to sit up there and write it out in a long-ass paragraph, which nobody's going to read because it's too long, and I know I've gotten text messages like that and inbox messages. Like, I don't read your status, baby, too long. So,
it might be good to get the first or second sentence, but I want to give a shout out right quick to True Identities, Multiple Personalities.
I know that's right.
True, we would love to know, who are we chatting with tonight?
Right, because the True we had last week is not the True we had the week before. So
I think somebody over-medicated my boo-boo, and he was like,
so mellow. Like, he was so silent. Right. But shout out to the Juice Box Entertainment for last week's show.
Him.
Shout out to Juice Box Entertainment from last week's show. But also, what Swing of Mind does that I don't think any other social network or you know, for the lifestyle is doing is we're bringing non-lifestylers into the mix as well. Like, we're keeping your identity safe, and we're educating people that have been curious or, you know, that wanted to know the 411 and wanted to get the scoop on what happens, you know, during these events. So,
a reliable resource, too, because we have so many different groups out there, and we have to say Facebook first because it is the largest social network, especially in the Dallas, Texas area. We went from 8 people doing events to 50 to 60 people doing groups and events. I know I'm in, like I said, I say it all the time, in over, like, 600 groups altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But just giving people a good, valid resource to go to kind of get some answers. There's so many great groups out there and great communities of people doing parties, but most of them are not really veterans.
Right.
And it's nothing wrong with being new and lively, but it's always good to have a spot you can go to and say, hey, what the fuck does this mean?
I know that's right.
So,
I'm be honest, folks. Trinity called me. She said, I got your post, and I'm interested in more about the radio show, because I'm a unicorn. When somebody tells you I'm a unicorn, I'm like, I think
what
you got the wrong number. Like, I really thought some real wicked stuff at first, folks. Like, some grown lady talking about, I'm a unicorn. I'm like, what?
And I'm rainbow bright, bitch.
Right out of my mouth. Like, really? Can I be a pony? And so, you know, and we all learn from each other. You know, there's nothing good, bad, ugly. You know, we can all learn from each other, and we can all share resources and all that good stuff. So, without further ado, welcome to Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. How about that? I am Miss La Crush Hart.
And I am Trinity Blake, and this is Wild Out Wednesday. And if you want to call and get on this action, it's okay, because we're about to start taking calls in a few minutes. All you got to do is dial 805-830-8320, press 1, or if you're in the chat room, you can go ahead and ask your questions right there. I'm in a chat room right now. Crush Hearts is in a chat room. Kismet has just joined. And we have our normal crew up in there. We got True and Twin. I don't know who Twin is, but I wonder if he has a twin, because I've never done male twins. Anyway, I guess I tried. Anyway, tonight's Wild Out Wednesday. We're going to be talking about a series of topics. Is it just me or is time flying by, Crush?
Time is flying. 9, because I could have sworn it just said 9:23. I swear it did.
And I was wondering, can somebody come over here and make me a drink?
A drink?
I need a drink. I got some Bacardi in the refrigerator.
Ooh.
And I start eating better tomorrow, but since I did cheat tonight, and I had barbecue chicken wings and thin crust pizza, I might as well finish it off with a Bacardi and fruit punch. Too much? I didn't have pork chops and chicken and biscuits and macaroni cheese.
I didn't either. I haven't eaten yet. Because I had a beer and a blunt. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. That's what I just had. I had a beer and a blunt. I think that's why I'm hyped, too.
I want to give a shout out to my homegirl that had sex in the bathroom with my homeboy the other night during happy hour.
What y'all be doing that for?
And a shout out to my other homegirl who was trying to watch over the stall and almost busted out her teeth.
Okay. Okay. So that's how y'all doing it out there. You had what for the first time?
Sushi.
Ew.
And you know I don't eat seafood, but
sounds like that was crazy.
I didn't know they had sushi with fried chicken in it.
Ew. Stop destroying my dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I'm allergic to shellfish, and that sushi stuff, that's too dangerous for me. Because if they don't prepare it right, you're done for. So I'm good. I'm so good. Like, nothing about that is appealing to me.
But, you know, back to my homegirl having sex in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And Jamal was like, I guess you got to get it. Where is the strangest place? We want to know. I'm just going to throw out a random question. What's the strangest place you ever had sex at? I think y'all need to think about that and answer those questions when we get back.
Yes, yes, y'all. To the beach, y'all.
You guys want to set you up? I tell me that, girl. You played on my screen.
Huh?
I want to set you up.
Why would you scream if I played that?
I love Call Me Bad.
You love you for Call Me Bad.
With the white boy to look like Vanilla Ice.
What was his name? I'm not even going to touch that. I'm going to leave that one alone. That don't even sound like something I should touch.
Whatever.
All right, so like I said, I'm on my new Jack Swings. Oh, wait, hold up. Before I go into my new Jack Swings, I see we got a caller. Should we run to the caller or should we go to New Jack Swing first?
Yeah, go ahead, go to the caller. We can do it how we want to do it tonight.
I know, right? We all over the place. 773-6204. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's good, ladies?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. This your boy Night Rider, Crush.
Hi, Night Rider, Crush.
What's happening with you, baby?
Not much.
That's what's up. I just wanted to give y'all a shout out, man. Y'all doing big things, and I like to see women on some positive things out here, man. Doing good business, man. That's what's up.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Night Rider.
Right.
Yeah, you
left a comment. Right, you left a comment in the. You're from Chi-Town, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Right.
Baby.
I see who you are. I like your haircut. Is that a recent picture?
Maybe about a month now, but it's stay fresh to death. Giving me
okay,
that new
is
swag.
That still how you have your do?
Oh yeah, like got it. To.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, welcome to the show, and you heard the question we just asked, you know, randomly. Where's the weirdest place you had sex? You know, we're random.
I think the weirdest place for me would be the golf course.
The golf course? Oh, no, far. Okay, the golf course. Like, where on the golf course? Isn't it just green hills?
We caught the mood. Hey, it was open. We got it in on the green right then and there.
Got it right there on the green. Oh, you haven't been to...
will never be the same.
Okay. So right there on the green, you got me. How tall are you? About
I'm
6 foot?
5'9".
5'9". Yeah, you got short legs. Oh. All right, Mr. Knight Rider. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Really do appreciate you calling in. I hope you are enjoying the show. We are in the chat room at theswingcity.ning.com. So you could definitely join us in the chat.
Okay, for sure, for sure.
All right. So
did you see what Chiro him and Tiff did at the Dallas Zoo? And apparently they have a video. What in the world?
Okay, but my thing is this. Did you expect anything different coming from True Identity?
I don't know, but Knight Rider, I tell you what. Are you gonna stick around with us for a little bit?
Oh, for sure. Much love, for sure.
I love that name, Knight Rider.
Thanks.
Okay. Well,
exciting.
Okay, Trinity, sheesh.
You got the Knight Rider sound check?
I get that all the time, too.
So you can't take her nowhere. We can never have company.
Well, at least I didn't do it at the zoo like Trinity.
But you did want monkeys in your fantasy. Hey.
And an elephant and Tarzan.
But I'm saying,
wow, the zoo, those animals can't get out there. They can't make any animalistic sounds. They're at the zoo. I wanted to do it out in the wild. Doing it out in the wild and doing it out of the zoo where there's little kids and they strollers and stuff rolling around. Where exactly, True? Tell me, please. Was it by, like, the reptile stations or by the little buggy cart that go around the DFW zoo? Was it out of the car in the parking lot? Where did y'all do it at in the zoo, True?
That rhymes. That sounds like a poem. Where did y'all do it at the zoo, True? Call us up at 805-830-8320. Right now, we are going on our little break, and we'll be right back. So hold that thought. See you 405. Hold that thought, and rock with us.
Getting down. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Oh. Yeah. Woo-hoo, yeah.
Feel good.
Oh.
Just got paid. Friday night, party hunting, feeling right, body shaking, all around, no one thing,
I'm gonna
be getting down,
check the mirror, I'm looking fly, round up the posse, jump in my ride, radio rocking, I'm on the jam, feel the rhythm, pump up the sound.
Feeling
so good. Don't you know I'm just grooving
to the beat?
I'm grooving. Yeah.
Just got paid.
It's Friday
night.
Into the beat. Oh, hey, you sure look sweet. Fine young lady standing by. Come on, baby. Sweet as delight.
I love the way
you
move.
You look so sweet and you're moving
to the beat.
I'm tired of all these boring parties. I'm picking on down. Come on, let's
said ho.
Thank you.
Welcome back, folks. Swinging State of Mind radio show. I am Miss LaCrush Hart, all out of breath, and I have my co-host Trinity Blake. Trinity, you still with me?
I'm here.
I gotta catch my breath. I gotta catch my breath. All right, folks. We're still partying on Swinging State of Mind Wild Out Wednesday. 805-830-8320. Press that one to talk. Before we went on break, we asked, where was the craziest, wildest place that you had sexual encounter? And right now, let's jump into the phone call. I told the 405 I was going to get them after the break. 5980 Oklahoma?
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Oklahoma, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You sound interesting. What's your name?
Is that a better way to say it? Sexy? You sound interesting?
Well, I didn't think he sounded sexy just yet. He just sounded interesting.
Oh, he sounds tall.
Uh-huh. I'll take that.
How tall are you?
6'6".
Oh, now he sounds sexy.
Now you're interesting.
Now you done perked my ears up like a little cat. Ooh, what? What's your name?
13.
Nope. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go. Crush, get that out your mind. Get that out your mind.
I didn't want to ask either. I was like, 13.
Don't even go there.
13 what?
She had to go there. She can't have
that's a lucky number.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one. Okay. And that's what you want to call it. I call it that.
Well, you know, hey, it might be your lucky number.
Nope.
Okay, let's go back. You say you're how tall?
6'6".
That's coming down to mid thigh. I mean, I didn't mean
you're calling from where?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
And 13 is your number.
Yeah.
What number? That's your shoe size. Don't try to fool people.
No, that's not a shoe size. That is the size of his dick.
Is that true, Oklahoma?
That's true.
Oklahoma, do you have a pen next to you right now?
Yeah.
Okay, 347-766.
that's not going to be necessary.
Why not?
I can tell you all about 13.
I think Trinity might be on to something.
Right.
I've been on that 13 before, so yeah.
It figures.
Huh?
It figures.
Long, long, long time ago. We got history. Yeah, got history.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
At least my face doesn't change. I'm like, okay, I like that. Okay, 13. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Anywho, look.
Well, it's actually kind of funny because while we were listening to the music, I was thinking, like, the craziest places I've ever been have all been kind of generational. You know, like when I was in my teens, craziest place I ever had was in the back of a bus with the bus driver.
With the bus driver. Okay, and then...
Well, she took us to a football game, and she got bored during the football game. I got bored during the football game, so we knew we had a couple of hours without anybody interrupting us, so we just headed on back.
So you guys had to have done that before, considering you were only 13.
No. I wasn't 13 at the time. No, I was in high school. I was a teenager.
13, 14, 15... generational phase.
Yeah, you know, it's just experiment. You know, it's a little experimentation type thing.
Okay, I'm back.
In my 20s, though, there was a, you know those video booths that you go into in adult bookstores with the little deal?
Ew.
Yeah.
Is it an
amusement? Glory holes, yeah. Yeah, we got busy one of those with the little glory holes and everything, just onlookers.
That was a fun night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, somebody can relate.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, sure
can. You can only do that in places where the guy's dick can actually reach, though. You can't do that with everybody, because you don't want to touch the walls or anything.
Yeah. That is gross.
But it was fun.
And in my 30s, in the back of a Humvee in the middle of the desert in Kuwait.
Was she American?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Well,
no, it doesn't, but I'm just saying it would have made it, like, exotic, you know, like a little bit of universal.
Like, all she had on, all I could see was her eyes and her pussy.
Yeah, if you don't do it right, though, they'll fuck around and cut your dick off. They don't play over there.
Yeah, we need to protect the dick.
Definitely.
I always think you should have private insurance just on your dick.
That is a whole nother show. We need to look into that, though. Crazy sex rituals outside of the United States. Y'all men got it so easy over here. I'm just playing.
No, honestly, we do. I ain't going to lie. You've been around the world a couple of times. And nothing like coming back home and getting some homegrown.
So, you know, I have to ask you this because I'm just curious. And you're going to have to come back when I do a reflection show. Did you find that sex with me was adventurous?
Was what? Adventurous?
Was it fun?
Yeah, most definitely. But see, here's the thing about it, the freak. I'm going to tell you a little bit of something about Trinity. When we met, it was, I mean, we've known each other for years. This is a long time ago. She knew exactly how to make life inside and outside the bed where any man would hope for it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that 15 years down the line, he's calling on to a radio show.
Mm-hmm. That was scripted, y'all. That was scripted. She texted him that. I'm just playing. All right, so, go ahead, Trinity. Take the rings. I don't know what to say after that. It's not my coochie talking about, so I'm just playing.
There will always be a strong attraction between me and 13. Something that's one of those things that, you know, if he's in my presence, I have to restrain myself from doing anything that I shouldn't do. He's one of those people that you talk to, and every time you talk to him, you'd be like, why are we not together? But at the same time, I adore and I admire what he does have. So that's pretty much all it is. I mean, some of the best sex I think I've ever had in my life. And one of the best relationships I've ever been in.
Yeah, it was definitely love. It was definitely love.
Mm.
I even wore my natural hair.
Oh, gee whiz.
I was rocking my natural hair when I met him.
Do you want to share with America what you were actually doing when you first met?
What I said about you when we first met, or what we did?
No. What you were actually doing when we first met?
I was a waitress at Shoney's. I was a manager.
At who?
I was a manager at a Shoney's. If you ever been down south,
mm-mm.
We have Shoney's, and he walked through the door, and I was like, "That's gonna be the father of my children."
Oh, gee whiz, golly!
And when she brought me those onion rings, I was just like, "Yeah, that's nice."
All right. Okay.
Anyway.
I mean, here's the thing about it. I was brand new in the town. I had just blown in. I only knew one person in the whole town. mm-hmm. and met her and made sure that I went back to that restaurant enough times until we could hit it off.
Ah, that's so sweet.
And so from there, I mean, the rest is just magic. The rest is history. And she's had me ever since.
She has you ever since. So. Are you single right now?
I'm not single right now.
Oh.
But you know how life marches on. But and this is long before she was Trinity. This is when she was just who she was. But she actually brought out a side of me that has pretty much defined who I was ever since I met her.
Oh, that is so sweet.
It's not all sweet. A lot of it's pretty nasty.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic anyway. So.
And speaking of which, before we go on to the next topic, since I've been talking with 13 forever, I just wanted to let 13 know that I'm now sucking and swallowing.
You swallowing? What did you just say?
I'm sucking and swallowing now.
Sucking and swallowing.
Oh,
jeez. I just had a second when I met him.
Oh. Lydia,
that was
about that.
I was kind of licking.
Well, we crossed a lot of milestones together. I hate I missed that one, but, you know, from where you are to where I am ain't that far. Now, for you, LaFreak, on the other side, I saw you online, too. And if I ever get up to the NYC, I'm going to make you wet like Sandy.
You going Oh, that's the new thing now? Y'all going to take a tragedy like Sandy and really? That's the new thing now, really? When did Sandy become sexy? How are you going to turn Sandy into sexy? Like, all right. My number's out there. Just Google me. I'll take sloppy seconds for... 13.
Oh, no, he's nowhere near sloppy.
Sloppy.
Yeah, he's generational. But thank you so much, 13, for calling. You know, you can call anytime. We're on every Wednesday. You could be anonymous and as nasty as you want to be. Say what you want to say. And thank you so much for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me, y'all. Y'all have a good night, all right? Y'all have fun.
You too.
All right, bye,
babe. No. 805-830-8320, Swinger State of Mind Radio Show, La Crush Hearts, Trinity Blake, Wild Out Wednesday, 13, Night Riders, Al.
That was kind of wild. I was not expecting that, baby. When I say, I retired off the big dicks after that one. He's what you consider a monster cock.
This is, well, damn, like 13, what else would he be? Like,
a mobile home.
So, I had to play Keith Sweat, I Wanna, because that was a song that had just been running through my head over a week, and I just had to get it out. But I will get you, I'll be sure, in soon. But I had to get I Want Her Out. That song be sitting and doing you're doing your snake and you be looking at somebody all up and down like, yeah.
That's that club. While you walk through the club, you point your finger like you're in prison. You squatting like, yeah, you see me? Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. Nobody could take that away from Keith neither. Keith did his thing for R&B in the 80s and 90s. So,
merry-go-round.
I know. He has so many hits. And they'll be giving him the love he deserves. That's a man that need to be. He get a Lifetime Achievement Award from somewhere. He did some awesome tunes back then, for real.
He was before R. Kelly. You know, he did
he had a
radio station that you hear all the time in Fort Hood, like Celine.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I know that voice. It was Keith Sweat.
Yeah, he tried to come back out and all that. I like his little song, Hood Love, and all that, Hood Sex or Hood something.
He really can't sing, but he's an entertainer.
Right, that's what it was. He was a horrible singer, but yeah, he definitely... But it worked. It worked for him.
It worked for me.
Right.
We want to give a shout out again to everybody
on the Swing City. I'm slightly, I'm like kind of feeling hot and bothered right now.
Oh.
Craig has joined us, and
Craig,
the rest of the crew is still on there.
Oh, Craig.
Crush. Craig is hilarious. Yeah. Crush, I'm gonna give you the mic for a couple minutes. I'm gonna go for this. I really, really need this rum and coke now.
I got a Lushy, y'all. She really about to put us on hold, the live show, so she can go get
her. What is that on hold? I just, you know.
But I'm sitting up here dying with my lung coming out my throat, and I'm still trying to host the show. You see where our priorities at, people? See where our priorities at?
I waited to after the first hour to make sure I didn't get drunk during the show.
Well, so because we only got 45 minutes left, you think it's okay? It's okay? That okay?
Yeah, it's okay. This drink is for me and your birthday and
right,
13th birthday, because 13 had a birthday on Monday.
Oh, 13, you're a Scorpio.
Yes, indeed.
Ow. All right, so I'm going to play a quick song. We're going to come back and we're going to get into orgy time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
So we'll play a quick tune and maybe a little skit or two, and then we'll come back and get into some orgy time.
Yes.
Folks, you are tuned in to the Swinger State of Mind radio show with the Crush Hearts and Trinity Blake, 805-830-8320. Right now we are at a web chat party at the Swing City. That's the Swing Suite, blah, 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 the Swing City .ning.com. So be awesome. Sign up for a free account. Join us. And let's get it popping.
Hello. It's time for our daily quickie.
That's why when I get married, I'm doing like the rappers. I'm having video bitches in my wedding. Oh, yeah, I'm having video bitches. I'm going to have like a whole line of them bitches. I don't know none of these hoes. Lord. Now, you got to give it up. You got to give it up to the video bitches. Now, have you seen the video bitches? Woo! And see, women, don't hate on the video bitches. See, because what happens, see, women, when we reach a certain age, we get intimidated by younger women. We get intimidated, not jealous, but intimidated. See, you look at them in a certain kind of way. But see, in your mind, you remember when you was their age, you used to do the same type of shit. So in your mind, you'd be wanting to hate on them, but in your heart, you'd be like, go, young bitch, go. Hey. You get intimidated by the video bitches. That's what happened with Janet Jackson that year at the Super Bowl. Janet Jackson was so intimidated by Beyonce singing the Star Spangled Banner that she pulled her motherfucking titty out. She did. She said, okay, bitch, you up there singing, oh, say, can you see? But I'm going to see what they say when they see this titty. She shut that motherfucker down. Y'all don't even remember what the fuck Beyonce had on, do you? Oh, that was a young girl move right there. That was a young girl move. Telling you. And you got to be honest with yourself. Women or men love them video bitches. Oh, they love them. And be honest with yourself. They put pressure on regular women. They do. That's why I think for 2007, we should make the rappers use their real bitches in the video. Bring your real bitch to the video. Don't bring champagne. Don't use Destiny. Don't use Diamond. Bring Irma down this motherfucker. Bring your first baby mama out this bitch. Let's put Mildred in the two-piece. Let's see the way she be hustling. Y'all, my name is Samoa. Y'all been great. Thank y'all.
Oh, In any kind of weather, so let's take the union, me and you together, because my heart and soul is not all I got to give. I need someone to share my fortune with. My life is empty, I need more than money, so tell me how to win your heart. I love you, honey. The truth, girl, so here's your chance, honey, take it. And I might just let you see, I'll be naked.
Yeah.
wanna be. Dedication is what I want. You being complicated, you know it's just a fun deal. If you think I'm playing with you close, I just want to be the one loving you the most. Material things are coming to my world. All I want is a one man girl. If I'm not a lover, yeah. If I'm not your,
if I'm not your friend,
tell me, baby.
Tell me, are you ready, dear? Please be my snuggles, I'll be your teddy bear. It's your character I like, you got a brain in your head. Wake up together and it's breakfast in bed. My love is everlasting for you, not to mention. The feelings are true when they need a little attention. For real, girl. So here's a chance, honey, take it.
And I might jump at you, baby, I'll be
tip, I think I see the heaven above in you. I wish I could say you're strong and loving too. Cause you tell me to chill, is it BS you feed me? Jealous cause I know that you really don't need me. Old school would say, here we go, here we go. So homie, if I fall, don't never let me go. For real, lady, so here's your chance, honey, take it.
And I might just let you see the I'll be naked.
Word.
So here's a chance, honey, take
and
it.
And I might just let you see it. I'll be naked.
Sorry, folks, I was too busy jumping around in the house. Welcome back to Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. I am Miss The Crush Hearts, and we also have Miss Trinity Blake.
Hello, hello, hello. You know what time it is. Wait, before we even get into this.
Oh,
it's okay.
It's my favorite time of the show. It's orgy time. Orgy, orgy, orgy.
First, welcome Shay Mata Bomb. Yeah.
Mata Bomb?
We can go with Shay. We can go with Shay.
Oh, I got to reggae move real quick. Okay.
I hit Crush Up right before the show because I was over in DBE, Derek Black, Discreet.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having some heated discussions in there today. I mean, like, you know, when the discussion is so good, you keep going back to the group because you're like, I dare somebody to say something.
Right.
I dare them to go against what I'm saying. So I told them, I was like, I'm going to be copying some stuff from your group. And I just posed the first question. Well, first, let me explain Orgy Time. Orgy Time is a little bit irrelevant on Wild Out Wednesday because Wild Out Wednesday is really
the whole show's Orgy Time
stuff. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, Orgy Time, normally our shows, we know exactly what we're going to talk about, if we're going to have guests or do any type of entertainment. We already have it planned out. Orgy Time is kind of like regards to what our topic is, regards to what we have going on. Orgy Time is the opportunity for you to put your hand in a pot. No
mm-hmm.
questions asked. You can just put your mm-hmm. hand in there, close your eyes, and squish it around and let it go.
Mm-hmm. This is an analogy, people. This is not, it is not a real pot. You're not going to win no prizes. It's just an analogy. Just an analogy. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
So we only have 30 minutes left, so I'm going to try to make this first one quick because I know a question I both want to get to the second one. Well, you know what? I'm thinking we posted the first question in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to leave that as a chat room answer type thing. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to let you guys answer it that's in the chat room. But
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to go to the second question, and we want you guys to call in.
Okay, well, how about you read it, and I'll read some of the responses in the chat room, too.
Okay.
For those people that, you know, can't get into the chat room right now. You know, it's good just to hear what people have, what opinions they have out there right now.
Okay,
so,
that sounds perfect. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
here's the first Orgy Time question / scenario. Couples. Why do couples get into the lifestyle or remain in the lifestyle when they are having relationship problems? I have seen so many married people in long-term relationships that attend events, go to triple S parties, but the ride home be something out of World War II. I've seen some fake defunct pretty good, but I have a keen eye for bullshit. So can anyone please answer the million-dollar question? Why get into or remain in the lifestyle if there are jealousy issues or one or both parties have been unfaithful? So if you've been unfaithful, if you have jealousy issues in a relationship, if your relationship is not stable enough, why get into the lifestyle or why stay in the lifestyle?
Mm-hmm. And the first person to post something before you even got to the rest of the question was Mr. Craig Taylor, and he said something that I actually agree with. He said, men join to please themselves, and ladies join to please their men. And I totally agree with it. And then Jess Jamal come in, that's not always true. Because I just playing Jess. Being silly, tell you no mind. He says girls want it too sometimes. In many cases though, Jamal, it's really the man's situation, and we have this thing that we call double standard as well. That's my response to what you're saying, Jamal. We have this thing that's called double standard, and when it comes to sex, women have a very, very, I'm not going to say low voice, but we're very, I can't even think of the word I'm looking for right now, but I know what I'm trying to say. Look, I know what I'm trying to say. But women are very, you know, I'm doing this for his sake, and we are very open-minded. Let's put it that way. Let's just say that. We're open-minded to certain situations. And yeah, we may be curious, or whatever the case may be, and we may just want to see it. But sometimes I've seen many of times hosting parties and being around when a woman is not allowed to play, you know, at a party, and she's a couple. She's not allowed to play at a party, or she doesn't want to play at a party, or he doesn't want to see her play at a party, but he wants to. Right, that's what it is, Shay. Thank you very much. Subservient. And, you know, he wants to square everything moving. So, but I think that's what it is. It's women trying to please them and not stand up for themselves or, you know, take initiative. Yeah, a lot of people do think that's wrong, but, you know, that's what it is. So what's the second question you have?
Oh, the second one. Okay. Here we go. Here's the second scenario. Ladies,
question. And this was asked by a married female who used to be a unicorn.
Mm-hmm. Please tell her what a unicorn
is.
Please tell her what a unicorn is.
Oh, you're right. A unicorn is basically a single bisexual female that dates couples.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bisexual female, a very attractive bisexual female, I may add. Anyway, her question was, you are in the lifestyle. You get pregnant. Based on timing or whatever, you know the father is a married man, and his wife is also in the lifestyle. Are you A, aborting, B, keeping the baby and raising it on your own, or C, going to make him be a father, child support and all? One of the responses that this young lady made was, her response was that she felt like women had too much power. So let me rephrase the question now that I've read it. Basically, she's saying this. If you are a female messing with a couple in a lifestyle and you get pregnant, you shouldn't put it back on the husband and the wife.
Mm.
You know, and so the argument was, I was like, what my theory is, with all the protection, with condoms, birth control pills, pulling out, if you are having consensual sex with another husband, with somebody's husband, I don't see that as a reason for you to get pregnant. Now, if you get pregnant through all those precautions, protection, and control, and pulling out, then I feel like you need to get a baby a chance. If it didn't go through all that, obviously it needed to happen. But Shay, to answer your question, her theory was, and Shay is in the chat room because we are having a chat party on the Swing City. She said, why is the husband going wrong? That was the first thing most people said in the group. And she was like, no. Well, you know, if you use protection, you know, it can happen. I've been having sex for 35 years. And I haven't had any mistakes. You know, my thing is, birth control pill, if taken properly, is what, 98%?
Right. Condoms are 99.9%. Mm-hmm.
So even if you didn't use them right, you're looking at a 50-50 chance?
Hmm.
I mean,
and if he doesn't have one, why you don't have one?
Right, and if you
like,
know
there's
he
no
hasn't
excuse.
Been taking your birth control right, and he know he ain't got his condom all right, then why y'all fucking?
I mean, and we have the day after pill.
And the day after pill.
Which is over the counter.
Is, you know,
which is over the counter.
I don't think it's fair to try to force, you know, an abortion on the female, and it's not the female's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the female's fault. It takes two to have sex.
You mean not even an abortion, but why try to force child support on the man if it's not the man's fault and it takes two people to tangle? So that goes both ways.
Well, I look at it like this. Then you go into a trust issue. Okay, if the guy's like, well, I'm wearing a condom, I mean, you already got 99% if you're wearing a condom. So you look at that 1% chance, you're still taking a risk. If everybody is doing what they are supposed to do, the consequences are up to you. That's my answer. If you say, I want to have an abortion.
Right, but my thing is this. If everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, if the guy is pulling out and using condoms, if the girl is prepared as well, woman condom, dance, whatever, IV, whatever it is, birth control, or whatever that she's supposed to do. My thing is, unless that's in a perfect world. I mean, let's pull back the layers. That's in a perfect world. Let's get real. There's a lot of people out there that are being reckless. You know what I'm saying? So
there are
now,
a lot of people out there that are not doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
They're having unprotected sex. And
right.
If you're being reckless and you get pregnant, deal with it. Either way
right.
it goes,
but
deal
now
with it.
It's like, okay, I'm dealing with it, and the way I know how to deal with it is I don't believe, and I believe in a chop shop, but, you know, some people out there, religion, whatever it is, their belief is that they do not want to have an abortion. However, I do know, I'm sorry, Betty, Mrs. Betty, but your husband, David, is the father of my child.
I don't think, you know, I felt like she was kind of looking at the situation through the eyes of a wife, you know, and she just wanted to get rid of the situation. But my thing is, these are things you talk about before you play.
But it's a multiple choice.
Talk about this before you play. Hey, are you on? Because I cannot tell you not one time that I've been to a party and the guys actually asked me, you know I'm using the condom, but I was wondering, can you get pregnant? Are you on birth control? Are you on a, and this is something couples should definitely ask. And I'm not saying ask because you don't want to use a condom, but ask because you want to make sure that you're double covered.
Okay,
I mean,
but
you have a situation here where you can have, you got on a condom, you're on birth control, and you still need to pull out. How about that?
Okay, so the question is asked from the question that was asked, though, is from a single lady's perspective, no? A single lady, but the question is asked, the way it is worded, I'm not talking about who asked it, I'm talking about what is worded. What is worded is, if you hypothetically get pregnant and the father is a married man and his wife is also in the lifestyle, so it's a couple, what are you going to do? And then she gives you multiple choices.
For me, I think every single female's decision could be different. But for me, I think that if I was doing what I was supposed to do, I think it's meant to happen. I'm 35 years old. I don't have any kids. But, you know, honestly, even if I did have kids, if we were doing what we were supposed to do and we still ended up getting pregnant, I'm going to have the baby.
Okay, you're going to have the baby. Okay, that's part. My part is, I'm adding a second part to this. Would you include the father, the married man, and his wife? Would you include them in the child's life, or would you do it on your own?
I would give them the option, but I could definitely understand if they would be uncomfortable with it.
Okay.
I could definitely understand that. But, you know, my thing is this, when a child comes into the picture, all that lifestyle shit changes.
Really? How?
Because at the end of the day, a child needs their parents, you know? And if I decide I'm going to have this baby, you can either choose to be in the child's life or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose not, I'll probably just put them on child support and go about my merry way.
So you're going to include them regardless of the fact?
Huh?
You're going to include them regardless of the fact?
Yeah, and just be done with it. Now, if it was a situation to where we were being reckless, I think my decision would be different. Like, if I knew that I was slipping up on my birth control, now we're going to integrity. You know, if I knew I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do, and I told this dude I'm on birth control, and I know I wasn't handling my business, and I know that he was not wearing a condom all the time, and I was being reckless, and I got pregnant, I would probably either have, you know, I would probably have the baby, but I wouldn't hold them responsible.
Okay.
Because we were playing a dangerous game, and he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do, and I wasn't protecting myself. But if we went out our way to try to protect ourselves and it still happened, come on now.
Okay, and then we fall back to this thing of trust that you mentioned. You mentioned this as far as trust is concerned. My thing is, if it's a situation where, you know, you're in a lifestyle. I mean, there are not many people in a lifestyle, or me personally, even when I'm at a party, I don't want to take that chance. I don't trust you like that. But then again, I got trust issues anyway. So you're with this couple, you get what I'm saying? And y'all having relations, that means y'all not either having relations with the wife at hand, because now y'all got three people that's in the room. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's so many.
I think the point that I was trying to make to the young lady was, there should not be, I don't care if you was Mother Fertile Earth America, with all the technology that we have, if you get pregnant, you fucking up. You know, you should be back in the day, I was on antibiotics or whatever it is. You need to be responsible enough to say, look, I tell people right now, I'm not on birth control. I do have a regular cycle. You know, the possibility of me getting pregnant is probably not possible, but I don't want to take the chance. We will still be using some type of protection.
Right. Well, that shit is a plastic bag and a rubber band.
Right. I don't care how you choose to do it, but we're going to try to do something.
Kitty, how you
but
love.
If I know you trying to get up in there with no condom on, you know, because she was just talking about the results of foul behavior. That's basically what the post was. I didn't want to say it, but she's talking about the results of bad behavior.
Well, I don't need to talk about. I tell everybody that, regardless of whatever status we are at, relationship, friends with benefits, long term, all that, I believe in aborting, and I also believe I do not want to ever have children, naturally. So, I'm all for letter A.
And I'm never pro-choice. My thing is, I'm gonna swallow before you even gets down there. Just put it in my mouth and let me swallow it.
I've never had a
That's my idea of being pro-choice.
I never had a scare or anything like that, but I do believe that that's something I don't want to do. I don't want to have a baby. I don't want to have your baby. And I do believe in aborting. I just don't like pain. That's why I think I got a little tolerance for pain. So I'm definitely got garbage bags. I got plastic gloves. That's why people be like, well, I go online. I order my little condoms 100 by the time, you know, 100 at a time, and you know I got a little discount card. I get a little 13% off, a little 5% off on my order. You know, I'm not going to go to the health department and 6 clinics just so I can get me a swoop full of condoms. I don't do that. You know, you came over. I know what you came over for. You know what you came over for. They right by the bed. Condoms and baby wipes and towels. That's right by the bed.
You know, I had a guy we were getting ready to have sex, I picked up the wrong lubrication. And he was like, you know, this lube is oil-based. It doesn't, you know, he was like, I don't want to use it. To me, that's the sign of a responsible adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, look, I don't care what you're doing, but look, this is not going to work. It's going to, you know, coincide with the condom.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just have to be careful. Interruption, want to say hello to Steven, who has entered the room.
Mm-hmm.
And thank everybody that's in the chat room right now. We are talking about what to do when you are messing around with a couple and you become pregnant by the male of the couple. I think it's bullshit. I think somebody's fucking up. But if it does happen to happen, what do you do? Do you have an abortion? Do you have the child and raise it on your own? Or do you have a child, put people on child support, and do what you have to do? So if you want to call in and put in your input, because we have a few more minutes before the end of the show, please dial 805-830-8320. Press 1, and Crushy will pick you up. Again, 805-830-8320. Press 1 to speak live on Swinger State of Mind.
You know, the whole situation is eerie in itself.
Yes.
It's eerie in itself for the simple fact that, you know, when it's not even the lifestyle, how many, you know, couples have been, or how many dudes and women have actually put themselves in this predicament when it's not even the lifestyle, but for so many hiccups and miseducation about the lifestyle, you would think people are more in their P's and Q's, you know, like... You would think that people are more in their P's and Q's when it comes to situations like that. But like I said, like I said earlier, you know, in a perfect world. That's in a perfect world. I'm looking at the chat room.
Oh.
Who's brushy? Oh, the crush. I'm slow. So, I don't know. I'm just like, and my thing is this, dudes, y'all not off the hook neither, because y'all just as ding batty or just irresponsible as women, because a thing I'm stepping off of the sideways to the topic and sideways to the situation, but the thing I'm getting is, it's become a pickup line to say, I want you to have my baby.
Oh my God.
That has become a pickup line now from men. I've even had a guy offered, like the guy literally asked me, do you want to be rich? Who's going to say no to that? Hell yeah, I want to be rich. I want to live comfortably.
I had a guy just the other day. It was like, Trinity. I was like, what? He was like, I want you to have my baby. I was like, I will never have sex with you again. Ever.
Right. That's what it does. But they do say that, and that right, Jamal. Like, he really did say that.
Me.
Right, that's a
Jamal, lie. You stupid.
Came out with that song to me, Trinity. The dude said that to me. The dude literally said that. Have a baby by me and be a millionaire. I will put you on my insurance. He literally told me that, and he was dead ass serious. Like, I'm coming down here right now. We can do this. I'm calling up my lawyer. We'll draw up the papers. We'll do all this other stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I stopped talking to him. And mind you, I've never done anything with him. I never did it with him or nothing like that. But I had to stop talking to him because I'm like, you know, I gave you my thoughts and my opinions and I gave you my beliefs on the whole I don't want to have children scenario. And I got a lot of people that sit up there and really suck their teeth at me because I say that. But that's, you know, it's not in my books of things to do. It's not on my checklist. You know, like.
No, I'm kind of past the whole baby stage.
Right,
I think
right.
I'd just be mad right about now. Like, what?
My thing is this. My main theory is this. I never said I didn't want to be a parent. I just said I didn't want to bear a child. That's what people fail to really understand what I'm saying. I don't want to have children naturally from this cootie hauled up in this stomach. I don't want to do that. But as a person that grew up in the foster care system, I'm open to adopting or even become a foster parent, just not at this stage in my life. So I am open to alternatives. But I am not willing to, like, you know, I tell them and they get mad because I say so roughly. I was like, you know, well, what happens if I was like, you don't even have to worry about me ever telling you that, because what either happened is if the only trouble I would have is if I should tell you before the appointment or after the appointment.
What?
That's the only trouble I would have. That's the only thing that in my mind, oh my God, no, I'm getting it done. You won't even have to pay for it. Either I'd be like, okay, you need to pick me up. I'm at such and such clinic. Then you already know what
now happens. That's a whole other topic though, Crush, because I believe if I chose to have an abortion, if I knew I wanted to abort a baby, you wouldn't even know the baby even happened.
Right.
But you won't have any grief. It's done.
Right. Right. You don't have to worry about your beliefs or anything like that. And, you know, I'm not going to go ahead and trouble you with that because it makes no sense for me to do that. It really doesn't make a sense for me to do that. And no, it doesn't say I don't love you or I didn't love being with you. It doesn't have nothing to do with that. This is really just my belief. And a lot of people confuse that with that's the ultimate sacrifice, that's the ultimate love and all that other stuff. If you can't get the I love you from my words, then you don't need the I love you from me at all, because that means you don't know me at all. I'm just saying.
Well, Fresh, I think we are touching on things that people would never expect us to hear about or hear us talking about. Oh, Swing of State of Mind, but these are some of the consequences of great, absolute, fantastic fucking. We are in the last 7 minutes of the show.
Yes.
It's been like chased up and hit you in the back of the neck.
Yes. Because I swear I looked and it said 16 minutes. I swear I looked and it said 16 minutes ago.
So I want to thank everybody for calling in. I'm Trinity Blake.
Yes.
Here's what I have going on.
Yes.
Let's see. Where do I start, Crush?
This week.
Okay, this week. This week, I repeat, I will not be at Outer Limits. There is no Saturday Night Lifestyle Lounge. But we have brought back the Spice of Life, which will pick up the weekend of the 23rd. You will see the events being posted. Let's see. I do have my phone sets operating line up and going. I have one phone actress. Her name is Kimberly Cum, and she makes you feel really, really good. And you will see that if you scroll down to the bottom. Also, it is not too late to put a really hot, sexy toy in my stocking for Christmas. So if you scroll down to the bottom and go to Adam and Eve, please consider ordering me a toy for Christmas under $5.
What about me?
I'm
order me something too. I got shrimp.
Right. It's toys for like $2. Like, you know, send me a toy. Save a dick, send a toy. I mean, really?
I got short arms.
Also, I want to give a shout out to DJ Mad Science, mm-hmm. who produced a major, major music list for us to use at the club that we won't be able to use because we won't be at Out of Limits anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the new location is just as hot.
Mm-hmm.
The promotion theme is called Spice of Life. We're going to be at new locations all around the city of the DFW, bringing you inexpensive parties, sexy environments, great music. Why buy a toy when there are men around? Jamal, Orange. A toy lasts forever. A man is there for a little while.
A toy is a woman's best friend.
Right. So I want to thank y'all for calling and asking for me. I'm going to send it over to Crush so she can let y'all know what she got going on and she can close it out for us.
Yes, y'all, to the beat, y'all. Hey, folks, it's me, the Crush Hearts. Okay. let's see. We are off next week. Next week is the Thanksgiving holiday. There will be no phone fantasy radio shows. We will be back the following week, the last week of November. We will be back with another great, awesome ladies' night episode on November 28th. That's our next show, folks. So we will not be on next week. We'll be back November 28th. I'm working hard on the website. I'll do a musically inclined podcast this weekend. Check us out, Fall Fantasy Radio on Facebook. Is WRPF Radio. That's facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Also facebook.com/SSOM Radio. Go to the website, phonefantasyradio.com. Find all our links there and all that good stuff. And we will be back the 28th. That's it. No.
That's it.
That's all I got. That's all I got. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Give thanks. I'm definitely giving thanks to all of you for supporting us and calling in and hanging out on the lines with us. Shout out to Night Rider, Shay. Those are the newbies. 13, right? Those are the newbies that came in. Our regulars who decided to, you know, chill out with us, Jamal, True Identity, Steven, Kismet, all y'all sexy twin, all y'all sexy people. Very, 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 very sexy people. Really do appreciate y'all hanging out with us. Listen, if you have any show topics about the swingers, for the swingers lifestyle, article you read, orgy time question, anything. We take suggestions from our listeners. We want to hear from you. We want to keep you engaged. We want to keep you active. Shoot us an email, swingersstateofmind@gmail.com, or just go to phone.
Honestly, question about anything, because we have so many different shows.
Right.
Anything you want to talk about on air, send us a question. She'll take care of it.
Right. Send the article, anything in reference to. I got the Honey Suite that comes on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Trinity's coming out with her own show. We got a political show coming out. We're going to hit you from different angles because we know that everybody has so many different sides of them, and we want to please you in every way.
So, I like some Samantha. Big dog.
Good night. On that note, it's time to say good night and enjoy your weekend and your holiday. And we'll be back November 28th. Outie.
Good night.
Out. One love all day, every day. No, I'm just playing. Can I leave with a song?
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave with a song. Soon I can find it. Okay. Want to play?
Stop to the TikTok, get on. Stop to the TikTok, get on. Stop to the TikTok, get on. light a candle.